I'd like to say that my life changed dramatically during the summer of 1975, but the truth is much more mundane. The experience opened my eyes quite a bit, and set me on the road to a monumental series of events, but in the summer of 1975, those events were still in my future. Despite my original reluctance, I really liked the camp. It was everything my parents had promised. There were all sorts of things to do there, and enough kids my age that I always had someone to do things with. Once I got over my initial self-consciousness, I guess I forgot to be embarrassed. And after I got over my first day's sunburn, having to wear a t-shirt in the lake so I didn't get burned even worse is not my idea of a fun time. I enjoyed our time at the camp. Aunt Susan, as it turned out, was about my parents' age and had two sons who were a few years older than me. In addition, there were many other families with kids. Some would stay for a week or two and then leave. Some families stayed longer, and still others seemed to spend the entire summer there. I certainly got my fill of looking at tanned and naked teenage girls. When you're around nudity all the time, however, the naughty aspect of it kind of wears off. I certainly had to hide my share of painful and unwieldy erections, but I got used to it, and it did provide me with some wonderful fantasy material for masturbating whenever I could find the time alone, which was as often as I could those first couple of weeks. The 4 weeks that my family spent at the camp seemed to race by, and it was all too soon that we had to return to the real world in Savannah. Every summer after that, we spent several weeks at Aunt Susan's. There was only one hiccup in our family routine over the next few years. In early 1977, my father was hired by a major airline in Atlanta, and my family moved. We were further away from the camp, but we stayed a full 6 weeks during the summer of 77. My father had to return to Atlanta a few times to fly for several days at a time, but Aaron and I largely enjoyed ourselves. I could tell that Mom missed Dad when he had to fly, but at 14, noticing things outside your own little world isn't really a common occurrence.